This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Megan Lynch. The news sponsored by St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station.
We need FEMA, and we need it now.
That is St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer expressing strong concerns that President Trump has not yet declared the city a federal disaster area following the May 16th tornado that caused more than $1 billion in damages and 5 deaths.
Mayor Spencer says the state is not causing the delay.
St. Louisans cannot keep waiting. People are living in homes that have collapsed, living alongside of them in tents. Hundreds are still staying in shelters. Kids who are experiencing terrible living conditions and uncertainty that no child should have to go through.
Spencer says she is proud of the job city workers are doing, as well as elected officials locally at the state and federal levels in advocating for FEMA assistance. However, the final decision comes from the President of the United States. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The Del Mar Maker District getting some life back after being hit hard by the May 16th tornado. Ben Paramba this weekend reopened his three restaurants, Nixta, Florentine, and Esca. All three eateries needed window replacements, roof repair, and new HVAC systems. In the Works restaurant, Olio suffered serious structural damage. The opening of that restaurant has been pushed back. The James Beard-nominated chef has just recently moved his businesses from the Botanical Heights neighborhood near the Botanical Garden to Del Mar and had been drawing crowds in the up-and-coming Academy neighborhood. The City of St. Louis, in partnership with the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency and St. Louis University, has opened a disaster assistance center to help tornado-affected residents. The central hub at Chaffetz Arena on Compton offers guidance, resources, and long-term support from various agencies. The center opens today at 10. We'll have more at KMOX.com. A tornado likely touched down in Jefferson County Saturday night near DeSoto. Radar and photos shared with Fox 2 show what appears to be tornadic activity. There may have been some tornado movement around Highway 21 in the 7 p.m. hour north of Vineland. A tornado warning had been issued for parts of Jefferson, St. Francis, and Washington counties. There have been no reports of injuries. First responders say more than 50 buildings sustained damage, about a dozen of them taking severe damage. St. Louis police continue their strategy as stunt drivers continue to hit the streets.
Video of the latest incident shows officers continue to take a passive approach to the mass driving events, which are called slideshows. St. Louis City Police are popping the tires of those cars, hoping it acts as a deterrent, but are still not making arrests. The latest instance was on Manchester Road in front of the old shopping center between Hampton and McCausland. Police say they spiked 40 to 50 cars. There's no explanation as to how this many vehicles were able.
He's still interested in buying the St. Louis Post-Dispatch from Lee Enterprises. In the meantime, David Hoffman of Hoffman Family of Companies is the new owner of the Washington Missourian. That paper has been locally owned by the Miller family since 1937 and was founded in 1860. In a statement, Hoffman said he and his wife take great pride in their Missouri roots and share a deep passion for preserving local journalism. A local community college is seeing more people getting their GED or equivalent.
Jefferson College President Dr. Dina McCaffrey says graduates from their AEL or Adult Education and Literacy program have been going up in recent years. Students who finish the program either receive the HISET, which is the high school graduate degree, or the GED, which stands for Graduate Equivalency Degree.
For the completers, those that have their high school equivalency completers, in 2023, we had 34 students who graduated. In 2024, we had 67, and just a couple weeks ago, we graduated 74.
8% of adults who live in Jefferson County do not have a high school diploma. Dr. McCaffrey says a roadblock that keeps some people from not doing their AEL program is due to embarrassment for when life happens.
Maybe it's a pregnancy, maybe it's taking care of a sick parent, and you drop out of high school, you're much further along, and you're probably at 17 and 18 much more familiar with technology and comfortable with that. And so now you don't have to sit through so many hours of instruction to even be allowed to test. You can just test when you're ready.
The program is state-funded, so it's free. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.